This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and time for a checkup. Sarah Curry, who's a licensed social worker and coordinator of Alta Point's first episode psychosis program, joining me. Good to see you. Good to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Let's talk about the first episode psychosis program. This is new to me. Explain this.
So the first episode psychosis program is for young people between the ages of 15 and 25 who have recently been diagnosed with a psychotic disorder. And the program provides community-based supports and services, counseling, peer support, medication, group therapy, those types of things.
Okay, so it's like kind of all-encompassing for that.
It's very inclusive. Most people would have to go to a lot of different places to get all those services. This program gives them everything in one.
Okay, so maybe I need to hit the rewind button for a second, Sarah, and ask you, what is a psychotic disorder?
So some of the typical diagnoses that we deal with are like schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder. It could be bipolar with psychotic features. The thing that the psychotic disorders have in common is that people have impaired reality testing, which means they don't experience reality the same way that we would. They might have hallucinations. They might have delusional thinking. There's just some kind of loss of contact with reality.
Okay, so is that binary or is that kind of spectrum-based? Because when you talk about that, not being connected to reality, I wonder, is it just, are you completely disconnected from what reality is or our reality? Or is it like...
It's very spectrum-based, and I'm glad that you asked that because that's a great way to describe it. So some people's symptoms are very minimal, and they actually know that they're having symptoms
okay.
and can describe
they're
them.
They're aware of it happening.
Yes, and then some people are so impaired that they don't even realize and can't even really engage.
So, I mean, those are still both that disorder, but
Correct.
They're not all are the same.
That's exactly right.
You mentioned peer support as part of this kind of one-stop services with Alta Point. How does peer support, that's your peers, your age, people that...
Right. So in our program, we have a parent peer and we have a youth peer. The parent peer is an individual who have children that have been diagnosed with a psychotic disorder. So she's kind of our support to the family or the parent of the young person because she's been through it herself and she can support them and explain things to them. Then we have a youth peer who is a young person who has had a similar diagnosis, and that individual can connect with the young people because they have the actual experience, which is different than, say, a therapist who has been trained to interact and give treatment, but they don't have that experience.
Yeah, somebody who can say, I understand. And really,
I had that happen to me. Here's how I handled it.
How do you get? I mean, so on the adult side, it's one thing because what a way to give back for that person that's been through that. But for a young person to say, I'm going to be public about this in the setting that they're in. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go beyond just trying to get better myself. I'm going to try to help other people. That says a lot about that youth.
Right. It's a wonderful service for the young people. And another component of the program that's great is having the group interaction so that each young person can see other people who have experienced a similar situation and they can kind of support each other and know that they're not alone.
And the support, and I wonder if you have that person that has, had help from different programs say, okay, I was there, but here... That's got to help, too. That kind of, okay, here's an example. You can get better.
Right. Absolutely.
On this questionnaire, is this program needed? I mean, in our area, is this needed?
It is absolutely needed. The program began nationwide about 20 years ago in Oregon. It spread across the country. There are FEP, or first episode psychosis, programs in most states. In Alabama, we currently have 3, and we will absolutely be looking to expand that.
Just joining us, talking to Sarah Curry. She's a licensed social worker, but a coordinator of Alta Point's first episode psychosis program. So what is somebody listening to this? Because we talked about this spectrum. People could be at different levels here. If somebody thinks their child might need help, do they reach out directly to y'all? Do they have to be referred? How does this work, Sarah?
They can absolutely reach out directly to us. They can call Alta Point's Care Point line, which is 251-450-2211. All the Care Point specialists are aware of our program and they can set them up for services as needed.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing and appreciate you being on the show with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Sarah Curry, licensed social worker and coordinator of AltaPoint's first episode psychosis program right here on Midday Mobile, and time for a checkup.